You're listening to the Children's Book Marketing Podcast, the podcast that teaches self-published children's book authors how to use branding to connect with readers, leverage content to sell more books, and grow a business that goes beyond the book. Being a children's book author means you've found a unique way to deliver messages with words and illustrations. But to thrive as an independent publisher, you'll need to master the art of attracting and engaging with readers so that you can sell more books. Join me to learn proven marketing strategies that can be implemented without hassle or complexity to take your publishing endeavors to new heights. I'm your host, Michaela Simone Ben, mompreneur marketing maven, fellow self-published children's book author, and content creator. Are you ready to define success on your own terms? Then let's get to it. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Children's Book Marketing Podcast, episode 11 of season one. I am Michaela, your host for the Children's Book Marketing Podcast. And if this is the first time you've tuned in, welcome. Thank you so much for joining. If you are a regular listener to the podcast, welcome back. Got some good stuff for you. Can't wait to get into it. Now, you may notice that there's a huge lapse in time between the last episode that was released in July and this episode. The series that I started back in the summer will finalize with this episode, but there's a really good reason for the brief hiatus that was entirely unexpected. My family and I contracted the COVID-19 virus in the mid part of the month of August, right around the time the episode that I'm recording now would have aired, and it halted just about everything that I had going on. Whenever people say that you're going to be okay within 2 weeks of learning that you have the virus, I'm going to go on record saying that is a vast understatement of exactly how long it takes to work through it and get back to normal. And in our case, it took something like 6 to 8 weeks. My delay is something that I did not anticipate, but it taught me a very good lesson. One of the things it taught me was to make sure I have a batch of podcast episodes so that I don't have you waiting as long as you had to this time for something that you're anticipating. And then it also helped me see how I can do things differently to automate and be more prepared in the event of an emergency or if something unexpected comes up that won't allow me to release episodes or perform to my optimal capacity as I am accustomed. So I appreciate you checking in. A lot of people who I'm connected to in our children's book author community reached out while we were recovering and sent prayers as well as food and other support, because the energy level that I experienced while we were working through the worst of it was beyond low. I can't even express how that experience changes everything. But for me, it did, and in a positive way. So praise God, we got through it and have restored and recovered in a way that puts me back on track to do the work that I am purposed to do. So I am grateful for that. So we were in a three-part series of episodes that covers the children's book marketing launch stages. And it was important to me to bring this alive in a way that made it relatable and broke it down in nice, manageable pieces so that it would be clear what a launch is and what it's not, and what the best use of your time would be during the weeks and months leading up to making your book available for sale. We left off with the final episode in the installment series, which is the actual launch stage. Leading up to the launch, you've got two other steps. You've got pre-marketing, which is what happens between the time you decide you are going to write a book and all of the administrative self-publishing activities that are required need to be put in position. Next up after pre-marketing is pre-sale, Pre-sale is when you have a place for readers to go and buy your book, and you can accept orders early only because you have a clear indication of when your book will arrive. And so this allows readers to capitalize on being first in line. Usually there are promotions that you can express, and there's also a chance here for you to establish relationships with people who are in the community of readers and the community of potential collaborators or influencers that you might partner with. Moving from there, we have the actual launch stage. This is what I refer to as action. So if pre-marketing is lights and then pre-sale is camera, launch is action. The book is in your hands. And because you finally have this book ready to send to anyone who's pre-ordered during the pre-sale stage and ready to order your book now that it's here, here is where you can get really excited, because this is where all of your hard work up to this point comes to fruition. Now, there are five activities during the launch stage that I'm going to break down so that you'll know exactly what should be happening during this time. And know that it's not limited just to the first few weeks or so after your book arrives, but it can run a duration of anywhere between 3 to 12 months. Brand new is relative, and how you leverage it during the time that you're talking about the book launch is really up to you. Hey, it's Nikella. Real quick, I got a question for you. Have you already subscribed to the Children's Book Marketing Podcast? If you haven't, then I want to invite you to do that right now on your favorite streaming service. That way, you never miss an episode. Each time an episode goes live, you'll always be notified and it will be there waiting for you, so you never have to try to go find it and lose track of it among the hundreds of other things that you have going on. When you subscribe, you're showing your support, of course, and I appreciate that. So I want to thank you for tuning in. Now, back to the podcast. So let's get started. First thing you want to do during the launch stage is promote, promote, and promote some more. When you're promoting your book, what you're doing is generating excitement around specifically the fact that you have something new to offer the world. Now is the time for you to talk about a special offer that you have in place for people who are ready to buy your brand new book or to share your brand new book. Now is also when you can form a team of people who you consider your launch squad, and they can go out and implore on your behalf people that they know to help support your endeavor. Now you'll want to track the results of your promotions, and you want to know which is going to be the most responsive by your audience. As you're monitoring the success of your promotion, keep that in mind as you think about what you'd like to do more of and what you probably want to stay away from in the future because it just didn't give you the kind of results that you were hoping for. The next thing you want to do during this launch stage is go live with all the distribution channel partners that you established during your pre-sale stage of the launch. Now, when you go live, what you're doing basically is letting anybody know that you have a book available to ship if they order. And once that order is submitted, there's an expectation on the side of the person who placed the order that the book is coming soon. You should, however, set expectations as to what those parameters look like. Now, if you are responsible for fulfilling your orders, you can tell people exactly how long it's going to take given whatever measures you have taken to ship and fulfill on your own. If any of the other partners that you've chosen to list your book with have specifications around how long it takes for your book to be shipped once the order is received, it will likely be on their website or will be described on the order form that your customer is submitting. If it's a third-party partner, then it's not something that you have control of. I won't go into detail about the various distribution channel partners that make sense for you because that's something that would have been covered during the previous stage, but know that you can manage your own inventory as I do, working through an offset printer who is going to send you the books directly, or you can work with a print-on-demand company that can give you stock of your own books should you choose to take it, or send directly to people who are purchasing from any of the retailers that the book aggregators have relationships with. So for instance, if you are a Target shopper and you know that you can buy books at Target's website, you go to your website, you let your readers know, hey, my book is available for sale on Target.com. Target.com will handle all of what's necessary to place the order from the book aggregator, whether that's Ingram Spark or Book Baby or somebody else, and you will not have to touch that. You will be completely hands-off in that regard. Just wait for your royalty check and decide whether or not you want to get deeper into partnership with them, because it could be something that is going to really drive more business for you. Next thing you want to do is release any launch stage marketing content that you have to share. And when you share what's the significance of where you are at this time, that means that there are some people who will have just come into the mix for you at this stage. There's also people who would have been with you from the time when you started this journey up until now. And you never know exactly where people are going to find you. So when you start talking about what's happening during the launch, it's okay to mix in some of the behind the scenes of what happened leading up to this point, in addition to why now is such an exciting time for you. What this does is it constantly brings awareness, and it doesn't assume that people have been following you since day one. It will give the people who have been following you since day one a way to celebrate along with you, because they got to see what this journey looked like from the very beginning. And for the people who just meet you at the end, those people are going to plug in and stay tuned. So you want to keep it interesting enough that the people who you picked up at the beginning will stay with you, and the people who just found you for the first time while you're in that stage of acting on everything that you've worked so hard to do, they stay in tune with what's to come next. Next, you want to leverage opportunities with the media, collaborators, and influencers. And it's determined during the pre-sale stage who those people will be. You may not be able to say during the pre-sale stage just when your book will be available. You can, however, say with certainty when your book is available and where it's available at this stage in the launch. So while you're taking action, know that you should line up some interviews. If you are a blogger and you like to communicate in written form as opposed to video, that's another way that you can leverage audiences that exist within other communities that have an overlap between the person that you consider your ideal reader and whoever that audience may be. Now, when you choose who you're going to collaborate with, it's really as narrow as you choose for it to be. Now, when you choose who you're going to collaborate with, your collaborators are people who are going to help amplify your message based on something that they do that's complementary to what you do. When you decide who you want to collaborate with, you might choose to collaborate with other children's book authors. You might choose to collaborate with people who have complementary products that are also in the space of servicing the needs of children. And you may even acknowledge that there are some people within your existing network that have opportunities for you to collaborate that you weren't even aware of, were it not for them bringing these opportunities to you. That's why it's so important for you to constantly talk about what you're doing. That way, when people can identify alignment between what they do professionally or even in their volunteer work and what it is that you're doing, they can sense how you can work together to impact more people in a positive way through your children's book. The other group of people that you will want to connect to are influencers. Now, influencers in our space come in a variety of different talents. And I say talents because some of them are dynamic at acting. Some are dynamic at puppetry. Some of them are the types of people who bring such an energy that's magnetic and have a lot of people tuning in, watching what they're doing and absorbing the content that they share in ways that helps to enrich their decision making about what to put in front of their kids. So you've got people who are reading stories on live Facebook as well as Instagram. You've got people who have YouTube channels dedicated to reviewing and sharing the work of children's book authors. You also have people in our space who connect to others using audio. Podcasting is my preferred means of communication. I don't have to get my hair done. I don't have to do makeup. I don't even have to get dressed. And that's not the only reason I prefer podcasting. But when you have someone who has an audience of people who tune in on a regular basis, the influence that they have can vary in size. But what's more important, not the size of the audience always, is what type of a following do they have? There's podcasters who are in other areas of parenting than what I talk about with what I share related to homeschooling. There are podcasters who may align with the themes and the characters that are in your book in a way that somebody else's book just may not be able to tap into because it wouldn't make sense for that podcaster's audience. So when you think about influencers, don't look always only at the number of people who are following them, because you can never tell just by looking at the number of people who are following how many of those folks that are following are active, engaged participants. One thing I can say about this podcast is that there is a loyal group of people who download every episode, and I'm grateful for that. And I'm also validated because people keep tuning in a way that reminds me that I've got work to do, that I've got content to create that's going to impact someone in a positive way. And so in the next season of the Children's Book Marketing Podcast, I have made more time to help children's book authors like you amplify their voice, because that's a part of my platform, making sure you have the visibility that you need, making sure that you have the support that you need from a marketing standpoint, and making sure that the things that are related to marketing that you choose to do on your own are not as complicated as you think they are, okay? All right, last thing you want to do during this launch stage while you're taking action, establish a consistent cadence of email communications. This is for your new as well as your potential readers. And these are the people who will give you permission to reach out offline when you're not sharing something on social media. The entire point, and I've mentioned this in the past more than one time, the entire point of social media is so that you can establish a sense of connection with people and get their permission once they have that trust in you and have decided that they like you enough to want to hear from you more. And when they give you permission to reach them, they're essentially giving you access to them. Should there be any issue with social media no longer making visible what it is you normally share? A perfect example of when this would have been essential was about 2 or 3 weeks ago when Facebook went down, and so did Instagram. And it affected so many business owners' operations. Literally, lives that were scheduled couldn't stream. Posts that were scheduled to go out, communications that people were having in direct message as well as on Facebook Messenger, no transfer. And if you had an email list, you were okay, because that meant you still had access to all of the people that have decided they want to hear from you, even when it's not on social media. So this is why I want to stress the significance of having a consistent communication set for your readers and making sure that you are constantly building upon your email subscriber list. So now that you have the full scope of what's required during each stage of your children's book marketing launch, know that you do not have to wander aimlessly without knowing what to do. is critical that you follow some type of format. And this format has been broken down across these three episodes. But just to make sure you have everything that you need to launch your first children's book or to launch your next children's book, I have created a freebie for you that you can grab from my website. It's a checklist. It breaks it all down in less detail than what I provide in the podcast episodes, but in enough detail so that as you need to move from one stage to the next, you already have an understanding of what's to come. Download this free resource from my website, www.brandstoryboulevard.com/launch-stages with an S. That way you will always have close at hand or saved on your computer a list of things to do for your first children's book launch or for your next children's book launch. If you haven't already, please take a moment to subscribe to the Children's Book Marketing Podcast on your favorite streaming service. And also, if you could take a moment to rate this podcast, I would really appreciate it. That lets other children's book authors know what they're getting into by tuning into this podcast. And it also gives me some indicator of what kind of feedback you want to provide about things that I can do differently with the show or things that you want to hear more of. See you next time.